My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about how Google might be stealing half of your potential traffic and how you can actually get it back.
So I'm guessing you're getting this from JumpShot data?
I mean, yeah, I think we have to assume this is JumpShot data. Which is no longer alive, by the way.
RIP, yeah, JumpShot. JumpShot ended up closing down because that article on The Verge, I think, it was like $100-something million unit.
Yeah, crazy.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the JumpShot thing just to recap for people. So they had this one study and they collaborated with SparkToro, which you can still find, which is Rand Fishkin's new company, founder of Moz. So basically, if you look at the number of zero-click searches that are happening on the search engine result pages or SERPs, that number has gone above 50% now. So when people usually land on a SERP after looking for something, they're actually not clicking through to the website, which is, you know, it's probably a good user experience for people that are searching, but it's actually not a good experience for the people that are creating the content or the people that are trying to make money on people clicking, trying to collect a lead, trying to make money off ads, whatever it is, right? So the question is, how do you defend against Google starting to take more of, you know, traffic? They're redirecting some of the traffic to their own properties. And you as a website owner or a business owner, you or a just website manager, you're losing the traffic. So what do you do exactly?
You know, in all honesty, if I were you, because it's like, look, at the end of the day, Google's going to do whatever they're doing. It still drives a lot of traffic. I get a lot of emails and people ask me like, hey, what do I do? They keep getting more of my traffic. They keep adjusting page one results. Now, not even 10 results are on page one. Sometimes it's less, yada, yada, yada. What I tell people is you can't do anything other than keep pushing forward and try to drive more traffic through SEO because it still drives a ton of traffic. That's the first. So do all the fundamentals and the best practices. But the next thing I tell people is focus on your own destiny. Like, I knew this going into it with neilpatel.com. I saw the trend for so many years. I bought Uber Suggest and made it an amazing tool. One, yes, I wanted to help the community, but two, also because I wanted a way to attract people to my website that wasn't relying on SEO or any other channel that can screw up my income in the long run.
Yep. So I think there's a couple of things that we can give tactically. I think, you know, overall, I'm on the same page with Neil, but there's a couple of things you can do to defend against it. But I think these very tactical things, I almost think of them as, sure, you know, you shore up kind of what you're doing, but it's not going to protect you 100%. I think that's the key thing here, right? Like, you have to diversify, you have to CYA, cover your ass. So whether it's building your own tool, whether we talked about going omni-channel, which is distributing to other channels, so you're not, you don't have all your eggs in one basket. There's a couple things tactically we'll give you, because I'm sure some of you are rolling your eyes right now. It's like, oh, give us the tactics, right? And we'll give you the tactics. Fine. So on SERP SEO, that's one thing you can do. So let's say you have a featured snippet and, you know, let's say someone's searching for how to tie a tie. You have 14 steps in there. Ideally, in your 14 steps, maybe you're talking a little bit about your brand or saying, hey, you should click through to look at my site, right? So you're trying to optimize for the text that you have on that search engine result page, and you're trying to get them to take an action there. So you can optimize, you know, whatever you're ranking for in the, or the text in your featured snippet. Or what you can do as well is title and meta description optimization too, which you can use with ClickFlow, or you can kind of do by yourself just using Google Search Console. But, you know, if you're able to do stuff like that, you're able to entice people, you have better copy, you're trying to, again, you're a marketer, you're trying to bring people to the point of sale. That's what you're trying to do. So ideally, you're thinking about on SERP SEO. Neil?
Yeah, the other thing that you can end up doing is test out your copy and try to make it as persuasive as possible using Twitter. It's really simple. You don't have to end up waiting long, because if Google's taking more of your traffic, if you can get people to click through on your text because it's appealing, you'll do better. So I would recommend, and this is a really easy thing to do to get instant results, so that way you don't have to wait a month or 2 months. It's not 100% accurate, is come up with other title tag variations and tweet them out over the course of a few days or a few hours and see which one gets the most play. And that'll give you an idea of what you should test out for a new title that'll cause more clicks, which will mean that Google will start driving you more traffic percentage-wise, and it should also boost your rankings.
I mean, the other thing you could do, we're kind of going back to on-SERP SEO here, but fact schema, right? So basically, if someone finds a search result, you can actually have a little kind of a box that has four separate answers in there. So you're going to occupy more real estate on the search engine result page, and you're going to get a higher click-through rate too. So I recommend Googling fact schema setup. And I think, Neil, you probably have a piece on this on your blog, right?
Yeah, the FAQ schema works really well. FAQ page schema, to be specific. And what you'll find out with it is, if you rank number one a lot of the times and you do it, you don't really get more traffic. Sometimes you can actually even lose traffic. But if you rank number like three or two or lower, it's a good way to pop you up, increase your click-through compared to what you were getting before. It still keeps a portion of people on Google, but in general, because you're ranking higher, you'll also get more traffic.
Yeah, I think going back to what I said earlier, you know, Neil and I, we gave you some tactics, but the key thing you have to understand is Google owes you nothing at the end of the day. So, you know, a couple episodes ago, we talked about preparing for like some type of economic downturn, right? I think this is kind of a similar situation where there's like an SEO downturn and you never know what's going to happen. Google decides to change their algorithm, you lose 40, 50% of your traffic. The worst thing you can do, I think, is not prepare and not try to diversify as soon as you can, because Neil and I have both seen a lot of people that were doing really well with their businesses. Problem was, they bet everything on SEO and, you know, they lost everything. I mean, Neil, you've seen that a ton of times, right?
Yeah, I've seen it a ton of times. One too many.
Yep. So that's basically it. Make sure that you are looking beyond just SEO. You know, we gave you some tactics, but that's going to cover up just a little bit. You want to make sure that you are covered for the long term. So that's it for today. Go to marketingschool.io/live. That's LIVE to learn about our event that we do and fill out an application. If it looks good, Neil and I will both reach out to you and we will go from there. That's it for today and we'll see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
It's brand new season 2.
I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf at Adam. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Vilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. This season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.